This reminds me all this talk about your talk, his talk, his talk. Reminds me about where can we find that good story, Divana? Reminds me about a great lover of a woman. Handsome young man loving a woman. So this story was told by a perfect one for us to think over it. This should be repeated.
What is the story?
So the story is that there was a young man who loved a beautiful woman. Well, where there's beauty, there's coquettishness, is there, all sorts of, when somebody loves a person, naturally the woman always tries to say no, and she's not available, and she turns her face away, and all that sort of thing. Beauty gives us the privilege of doing all these things, you know that. I need not tell you all.
Yeah.
We can talk amongst ourselves, you see, men. But beauty gives such privileges. So this man was sorely in need of the love of the lady, her attention, her everything. And she put him off time and again, time and again, time and again. What to do? He leaves her and writes long letters to her, but he does not know whether they reach her or not. So he goes on writing in his journal each day how he yearned for her, how he longed, describing her beauty, describing her eyes, describing her lips, the curve and this and that, and her hair and all that sort of thing. Years are passing by. And he just lives on his memories, you know, with his memories, on his memories, of her beauty. He loves her very much. At last the day comes when on her own she invites him to be in her company. And he's mad with joy. He does not know what to do. He just cannot pass a single moment, you see. How can he just rush there and all that? And he does come to her. She is sitting by the side of a pond, beautiful scenery around, waiting for his overtures and his lovemaking, which he wanted. But he says, how many years have I passed finding all of you, your beauty, and would like to hear. So she goes. He goes on reading day after day how he remembered her, the memories. She got so fed up. She said, you are not a fit lover for me. So please go away and continue to write love letters to me. Now that I have called you to be by my side and to make love to me, you are just living on the past memories. What have I to do with this? So that's what happened.
That's sort of what meditation is. Meditation forces the separation between you and the body.
That means, on the contrary, you are not with me.
Yeah.
You follow? So what he wants us to just be with him and not talk about love for him. To be with him. Try to please him. He knows about your love. He doesn't need to hear from you about how much you love him and this and that. All of that. So that's the lesson that we draw out of it. That when we are given the opportunity to be by his side and to be in his presence and to be with him, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever you call it, inwardly or outwardly, we just talk about how much we love him. What has he to do with that? Love him. Don't say how much I love him. That's how it is. Did you follow something? Ah, you are here now. Did you hear what I was saying?
Mm-hmm.
You heard?
Well, the last couple minutes.
Yes, we were discussing about love and loving.
Maybe I don't think I grasped the.
Okay, I'll repeat.
It's like the couplets, hafiz. I mean, the separation. Yeah. The separation.
Separation, yeah, is there. But once there is there, the presence is there, why do you bring the separation? Why do you bring this topic of separation? All that he is describing is the separation. You follow?
I think. I mean...
Now some light is...
Yeah,
he doesn't. The beloved doesn't want you to express your love, but love.
I get it.
Yes, or not obeying.
Huh?
He's speaking about obedience now.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, we're fine.
Doing your best to.
Baba wants us to be obedient. He wants us to obey him. And the first lesson of obedience is, love me as I should be loved. So if you are bent upon obeying him, then follow the first lesson.
No one has done.
If you can't love him, you can serve him.
So then I said, secondly, he says, I can't love him the way he should be loved. I don't know. I'm striving. I would like to love him and all that. But what Baba said, what I'm trying to draw your attention to, Freeman, is what you say is right. Baba has given predominance to obedience to the mandali. And he says, obey me. Obedience is greater than loving me and all that. That is true. He doesn't want just, what may I say, I don't know, I'm not a scholar in English or any scholarly person to describe, but those who were, you see, what happens is, I'll give you some examples, then it will be clear. We are sitting over here, all of us, okay? And he is there. And he means Baba, not Freeman. So Baba is there, and all of us, our attention is there, gloating over his physical form. And that's not loving me, he says. If you want, you want to adore me, okay, go outside and do that. You tell the mandali. This is not the place for that. Go outside and adore me. Yeah. Now that you are in my presence, I don't want you to be that. I want you to live with me. Yeah. And to live with me is to obey me implicitly. Carry out my behest without any question, and so forth and so on. So, exhorting such hearts that just pour out their love for him and all that sort of thing, to them he has said that obedience is greater than love.
Wasn't he so beautiful? I mean, could you see his beauty when he held that?
No, we didn't see it because we were exhorted not to gloat over what's the word?
Doting,
dote or whatever it is. Really speaking, I haven't seen him as he should be seen. Nor have I loved him as he should be loved.
But you've obeyed him as he should be obeyed.
What we were, of course, we just knew how to carry out his behest, that's all. Because that's how I was, at least, that's my... There are many people who do that, but he didn't like that.
Well, could they help it? I mean, could Peter Saul help seeing Baba and all this light and everything flooding away in the room and his Baba came to him?
Why not? Well, fine, it's very good. Yes,
good.
It's healthy also, it's good and all that. But for those who cannot...
But he was living day in and day out with Baba.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people had a first initial impression like that, but then after that it goes.
When you first fall in love.
When you first see the beauty of your love.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's all stuff, you know.
So, Jack, what we were talking before you all arrived here was about some great one had told us this story. And the story is that a young man, handsome, fell in love, handsome person, young, healthy, handsome person, fell in love with a very, very beautiful young lady. And, you know, beauty has this privilege to ignore the person who begins to love that person. Has the privilege. Beauty can demand such things, you know. And so forth. Whenever he would approach her, she would just turn her face away, or as if she had ignored, she is indifferent, and so forth and so on. That went on. At last, feeling himself totally jilted by her, and his love is just springing forth. He wants to love her more and more and more and more, and still yet more, and all that sort of thing. But there is no response. So he started writing letters to her. He left her presence and went away. So he started writing letters to her, but no response. Knowing fully well what to do. So, but he loves her. There is no doubt about it, that he loves her very much. Very, very much. He is deeply in love with her. So he continues to adore her and love her through his writing, daily in his journal, how he feels about this day today, in her absence, and how he adores her beauty, her eyelashes, her hair, her this and that, and a curve of her lips and this and that. All this goes on and on and on, keeps a journal day by day and all that. And it went on for years together. Journals are being changed from one year to another year and year and year. Just there. So what happens is that out of the blue comes this flash. On her own, she invites him to come and be with her. That is overpowering for this young man. Unheard of. Had never given thought to this. Really, really? And he is so overpowered with it. He carries the bundle of his journals with him and goes there, trying to tell her how much he loved her and how much he missed her and all that sort of thing. Well, she is there. He goes to her mansion there. She is sitting nearby the pond. Garden is there. And she smiles at him and says, "You have come at last. Fine." And he sits by her side. And he says, "You have no idea how much I missed you. Why did you take such a long time to invite me and call me by your side? I thought that you were totally different and you had forgotten me and all that." He says, "No, I had not forgotten you." Monosyllable. "Now that's the reason why I called you," and so forth, and he smiles. And he opens his journal and says, "See how I have been describing you." Just goes on and on reading about his love for her. She gets so exasperated, says, "Well, you don't really love me, it seems. You want to describe your love to me, but you don't really love me. Now that I have given you an opportunity to be by my side and all that sort of thing, and you're just describing how much you love me. What have I to do with how much you love me? Love me. I don't want the quantity of, to hear about the quantity, but I want the substance." So that's all what happens, you see. All what we do is to describe how much we love. But do we really love? What he wants is a love, not the description of how much he would love you. That's all. That's the story.